I'm Millie Mahoney, and this is Bill Schultz, and we want to ask you some questions and have you tell us some things about your memories of Pine Mountain.
And we're here with Mabel Mullins.
Oh.
You have to talk louder.
Okay.
Okay. What did you know about Pine Mountain before... What did you know about Pine Mountain before you came to school?
Before I went to school? Well, Miss Bennett had been here. I don't know how many, and Miss Wells, Evelyn K. Wells, she came twice at least and brought a group of boys.
Before you came to school.
Yeah, before I went, yeah. And one time I know it was for a Sunday school convention at Benham. And I don't know how in the world they ever found, managed to sleep. You know, I don't know how many she'd have, but good size group. Good size group. Of course, in those days, it was different. You sleep when it was good.
Did Miss Pettit just happen to stop here, or did she know about your family before?
She came here intentionally, but I don't know why.
Okay. All right. And then when did you come to Pine Mountain School?
Well, that I don't have written down. And my memory is not good at all. But one day sticks in my mind, January 1st. 1919. Does that sound
reasonable.
Too far off?
No. All right. And had you gone to school somewhere here before you came to Pine Mountain? Had you been in school?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I went to school when I was 4 years old.
Oh, all right. So you were ready for high school by the time you came to Pine Mountain, were you? Were you for high school when you came to Pine Mountain?
I think maybe that there's a diploma saying that I graduated. But I'm not sure.
Okay.
I looked for some, but I'm not sure.
Why don't you just start and tell us what you remember about when you came to Pine Mountain and
when I
where
came
you
to Pine
lived.
Mountain, where you say, okay. Mm-hmm. When I went, I already knew Miss Pettit. And when they got there, that was during the first flu epidemic.
Oh.
And Golden Hog in Cumberland, it was Poor Fork at that time, he was a very intelligent lad, and he gave us some good information. And when we got to Laurel House, he said, "Now you wait right here until I find out where you're supposed to go." And that just took a short time. And he came back and said we should go to Big Log.
To Miss Pettit's house.
Yeah. And we got over there. Miss Pettit had had three cots set up in her living room. And we were quarantined there for 3 days. But that was my sister, Nancy, who had gone to Pine Mountain in July, July the 4th, and my niece Elsie Smith with me. There were three of us. So we were quarantined there for 3 days. Miss Pettit was the only one who saw us.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Nancy, my sister Nancy, had a place to go to, and they had decided where Elsie and I would go. Now, don't ask me where that was.
Weren't you at farmhouse? Part of the time, anyway.
Yeah. We probably went to farmhouse. Uh-huh. Then, and in a short time, the schoolhouse burned.
Oh,
and that made another shift.
Yes.
And we were too young, Elsie and I were too young for Laurel House, but Miss Gaines, Nancy, my sister, she always had an idea of what she had to run the place. And so she wanted Elsie and me to come to Laurel House.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Gaines just didn't argue with her very long, but said, well, have him come and see me. So we went, and we had never been in. We came to steps on the far side of Laurel House. We'd seen the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And went up steps, and Miss Gaines came to the door and looked at us up and down. And then said, well, you can come.
Good.
And then everything was, you know, kind of upset because of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And classes couldn't start right away.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Elsie and I in the kitchen, and just a nuisance. And Miss Gaines said, I'm going to send you to school. She sent us to the second grade.
Was that easy for you?
That was the first thing, the first class that opened.
Uh-huh.
She was glad to get us out of sight again. So she sent us to the second class, the second grade. And Miss Stone, there were two Stones, that Wilmer and I can't think what the other one's name was.
Wilmer Stone.
Huh?
Wilmer Stone was one, I believe. Wilmer Stone?
Wilmer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whoever the teacher was, Elsie had read a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had us reading, and she said right away, she said, you girls don't belong in this class. So we just got to go one day.
Had you read a lot too, or just Elsie?
Had what?
Had you read a lot also?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. I didn't. I don't know how I ever learned anything. I would love to know when I learned to write.
Mm-hmm.
And a few other things. But I was so young when I was writing for pastime.
Uh-huh.
I had something down here between my legs sitting there like this, you know. Then it came by, and he said, let me see it. And I handed it to him. He said, and gave it back to me. I had Mama Mullins, Papa Mullins. I didn't know they had other names until after I started school. But I guess all the others had done that too. He wanted to see what I was doing. But I don't know how long it was before I found out, but it was at school, I'm pretty sure. But I started when I was four.
And you could already write Mama Mullins and Papa Mullins and those other words.
Yeah. All right. I started school when I was four, and all of the, everyone concerned, I guess, except me, didn't want me to go. Uh-huh. And Nancy especially didn't want me to go. Because she was old enough to start, and now I was cutting in on her. And we got up there, and I'd been taught certain things at home, mm-hmm. you know, and Nancy tried to keep me from going, said, "You have to know the alphabet. You have to know how to count to such." Mm-hmm. And I knew it, and she didn't find any way to keep me out of school. She kept on.
Good. Why don't you tell us about the different people that you knew at Pine Mountain after you got there? Anything you
okay.
want to say about Miss Keynes or Miss Pettit?
Huh?
Anything you want to say about
Miss Pettit? Well, Miss Pettit, uh-huh. and I've been asked when I first met Miss Pettit. Uh-huh. And that I cannot say, I just have to guess. Uh-huh. Because I think it was here. Mm-hmm. When I went, I knew her already when I went there. Uh-huh. And she had, when Dad and my brother-in-law, Charlie Smith, took Nancy to Pine Mountain the 4th of July, I figured at that time that Miss Pettit said that she wanted to go to the highest point in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Anyway, in the fall, mm-hmm. My father and Anthony Jenkins went to Poor Fork, mm-hmm. and rode the train up to Lynch, mm-hmm. and it went that far. And Miss Pettit and another lady, mm-hmm. Was on the train, and they went mm-hmm. to the highest point. They could go to Lynch, uh-huh. and there was probably a taxi road up to the top of the mountain, mm-hmm. and from there, the short walk out to the highest point. Uh-huh. And, but it was a damn sand cold. And when there was that short place there, they had to walk. And then when they got back to that main road, a decision was made to follow the top of the ridge.
And that was on Black Mountain.
Yeah, yeah. They were top and they came all the way up.
And so they stayed on top of the ridge up to Lewis's Creek, uh-huh. which was a long way. A good, that is to me, it was a long way. Uh-huh. And Dad could not stand cold. And on top of the mountain, you know, it was colder, uh-huh. and he was having such a hard time. And one of the women had a newspaper, so they lined his coat with newspaper, and
to keep the wind out.
Huh?
To keep the wind out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. They came on here, and Miss Pettit and whoever it might have been, Miss Wells, came and stayed. And I didn't see her much, but I didn't live here much to know her. And so that's the only time that's when I first met her. Mm-hmm. At first, because when I went to Pine Mountain, why, she just seemed like someone I had known.
What did you think about her? Did you find her friendly, or did you find her very stern, or what kind of person was she?
Miss Betty?
Yes.
Well, she was easy on us.
Good.
She had, of course, certain rules she was strict on, but for the most part, mm-hmm. She was easy to get along with.
Good.
And she took us on hikes every Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. We had, during the winter time, we had a lunch packed mm-hmm. at the mess hall in Laurel House, and took it. We went on a walk and then get back to Miss Pettit's and eat. Uh-huh. And when it was warm weather, we had a fire outside and then took some. But she took us on the hikes to teach us about plants. Mm-hmm. and the flowers. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of.
What were the things that she was strict about? You better tell her, Millie. Ask her, Millie. You ask.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what I was thinking about, didn't you tell me a story about Aunt Nancy and when she first went over there and her high heel shoes?
Oh. Oh, yeah. She, my sister Nancy, she took somebody's high heel shoes and put them on maybe when she got over there. And, but tried to keep them on, you know, she met. And she met Miss, they got to Miss Pettit, and Miss Pettit took them off and hacked the heels off.
Oh! That wouldn't be very well balanced. That wouldn't be very well balanced, I think.
Anything like that, but she just liked. Yeah. But no big fussing about it at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you did what she said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. This is something I've had two different reports on. Did Miss Pettit have any dogs when you were there?
What?
Did Miss Pettit have any dogs when you were there? Some people have told me about her dogs, and some people have told me she didn't like dogs. Do you remember whether she had a dog?
A doll or a
dog?
Dog.
Dog?
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know anything.
Okay. That adds you to the people who don't think she had a dog. Some other people think she did. So I'll keep score.
Yeah, I can believe that easily. But I just didn't happen to be in that.
Well, boy. Did you understand she was talking about, did Mrs. Pettit have a dog?
Have a dog? No.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah. She was asking if Miss Pettit had a dog, and you don't remember any dogs?
Okay. That's
yeah.
All right. Did you know Mrs. Zondi?
Who?
Mrs. Zondi. Miss DeLong, who became Miss
DeLong, Ethel DeLong.
Yes. Did you know her?
Yeah.
Okay.
And her mother and sister.
Mm-hmm. They came to visit?
Yeah, they came to visit. Uh-huh. They came to visit her, and Yes, I knew her, and she taught Sunday school and some other things. Mm-hmm. Not a regular teacher, but she always on Sunday, she had programs.
In the chapel?
Huh?
Were they in the chapel?
Well, in the school.
In the school.
In the school at first. I don't know. There wasn't a chapel at that time, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
But it was in the school building.
In the school building.
We had regular Sunday school. Uh-huh. And she was in charge of that, and then talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember more. Yeah. But there was.
What kind of person was she?
Oh, perfect.
Oh.
Yeah.
In what way was she perfect? What was she like?
Well, I can't.
Uh-huh. Was she kind to you?
Yes. She always was, and her mother, mm-hmm. her mother and sisters come, and they were, just loved to see them come.
Good.
And they were likable.
Good.
Every one of them.
Can you tell us some more about Miss Wells? We haven't heard much about
Evelyn
her.
K. Wells.
Yes.
Well, she was in charge of certain things in the dining room and the mess hall.
Uh-huh.
Blessing was sung.
Uh-huh.
And she led that.
Mm-hmm.
And I see. Mm-hmm. And if there were any programs or anything, and then she helped with any. I better back out.
All right. You know, after Miss Wells left Pine Mountain, she wrote a book about the ballads. Do you remember the ballad singing or any singing you did at school?
The what?
The ballads, the songs that you sang. Do you remember any of those? You don't. Uh-huh. Miss Wells wrote a book called The Ballad Tree about different songs that have been collected around uh-huh. the school.
Yeah. Well, I never did see that. But she was capable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it Ms. Wells or Ms. Gaines that when you all got your hair cut off, when you got your hair cut off at Laurel House,
yeah.
was it Ms. Gaines or Ms. Wells who you were... we're talking about? Mrs. When you got your hair cut off, which one of them was
Miss Wells wouldn't have been concerned.
Oh.
Miss Gaines.
Uh-huh.
Miss Gaines Pettit. One more. Ms. Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'd have a meeting and when we got her hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
And each one gave a punishment.
A punishment?
Huh?
A punishment?
You better start at the beginning and tell them about the hair cutting. Mm-hmm. Who was involved?
Well, there were two girls older than the majority of us. They milked. They lived at Lyle House, mm-hmm. but they did the milking. Mm-hmm. And they were from Wallens Creek, and a little more in touch with the modern
fashions.
And they wanted, that was just when Bob Hare was coming in, mm-hmm. and it was not approved. Mm-hmm. It was considered, anyone with bobbed hair, that was considered to lower them and, uh-huh. And their standing. But these girls wanted their hair cut. Mm-hmm. And I had never heard of it until that morning that they cut my hair.
Uh-oh.
But it seems they had gone to Miss Gaines over and over, and she said, if you do it, I'll fire you. You can't live here. And I have no reason to know any of that. I haven't heard any of it. But as I finished dishes and started from the kitchen, up to the my room or the bed, on the balcony around the dining room were several girls, mm-hmm. and one of them, I heard one of them say, "Get Mabel.
Uh-oh.
She's Miss Gaines' pet, and and she won't fire us." And they asked me to have my hair cut, and I thought, well, it don't make any difference to me. And I thought, if it's helping them, isn't it? Why, all right. And oh, it looked horrible. Hair straight, you know, and then braids and everything, and then. Oh, it looked awful. It was sickening.
What did Miss Gaines say?
She said the big girls could not live at her house, and the little girls would have to move over to the big girls' side and do their work.
Oh.
And Miss Gaines, she was quite sure that I couldn't do anything except wash dishes and maybe need help to do that right. And but anyway, see, one of them said, maybe Miss Pettit said we couldn't go on mountain day.
Oh my.
Which was a real day. And one said we couldn't go on mountain day, and and Miss Gaines, of course, Miss Gaines had said we had to do the work. Well, there's another one, but I can't think right now who it, what it was. Anyway, that day came. And there had been, lunches were packed to go. Mm-hmm. And always everyone stayed home. Lunches were sent to the, like Miss Pettit or Miss any of them. Well, lunches were sent to them. But there were just two of us at Laurel House. I guess it was Becky May, but I'm not sure who the other one was. One of them was me. And so we went down to Miss Gaines and And Bill, well, a farmer, mm-hmm. Were in the basement sorting apples and potatoes, put them an open space for them to dry.
Okay, and
okay. Miss Gaines was in charge of the kitchen in Laurel House, wasn't she? In charge of the cooking?
She what?
Miss Gaines was in charge of the cooking and the laundry and so on at Laurel House when you were there and getting the meals?
Miss Gaines, was she in charge of the kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
And the laundry and all of that? Yeah.
And canning?
Yeah.
We had a class in the canning room at that first part. So we went down to the basement to see Miss Gaines. And she told us, said, you girls are going to cook dinner.
Why are you laughing about that?
me. So we went back upstairs and talked it over and I said, well, now I can try apples. And Becky May, if that's what it was, said she could try potatoes. Uh-huh. And that's what they were working on down there. Uh-huh. So we went back down and I said to Miss James, I said, I can try apples. She looked. She said, sure, I couldn't do anything but wash a dish, and they have somebody standing over me then. And Becky May said, I can try potatoes. So we took what we wanted and went back upstairs, and said bread had been left from the preparation for the Mountain Day. And we took it down and they ate it and they just raved about how good it was.
Good for you. this was Becky May Huff, was it?
Yeah, and she was the first one
Did she have a sister named Mally Huff? Do you remember?
Yes.
I knew her, you know, she married Oscar Begley, and they lived just down the road from the school.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I knew Mally.
I can't think if I knew any of Becky Mays. I'm quite sure I did someone. Yeah. But,
and she was your friend?
Huh?
She was your special friend, was she?
Yeah, she was a friend. Mm-hmm. And she came here and she had relatives around and a vehicle came in to drive her and I went out and she said, Mabel, it's been, I don't know how many years, 20 years or something since I saw you. Good. And that's the only time I saw her. But we corresponded in letters. So.
Okay. Do you want to tell us about some of the other exciting things you did after you left Pine Mountain?
Other side of what?
Other exciting things you did after you left Pine Mountain. When you traveled?
What some of the exciting things you did after you left Pine Mountain? You were nursing at at Maysville and then Home Place and at John C. Campbell Folk School before the service, weren't you? Tell us about...
Well, that was at the last, just what we did at the service.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, before you went into service.
Yeah.
Were you at John C. Campbell Folk School before...
Yeah.
Before you went to Home Place?
Well, that was...
Yeah.
I went into service from Home Place, I guess. So, so it would be.
All right. Did you know Marguerite Butler either at Pine Mountain or John C. Campbell?
Yes. Indeed. Yeah. She was there when I first. When I first went there, she
yes.
was at
that. I think she was
and then
yes.
before.
She came over here one time. I had decided I wouldn't go back to Pine Mountain to school. If I'd go to Berea, and three women drove over here to see me and try to persuade me to go back to Pine Mountain. I don't remember much more.
Uh-huh.
But Marguerite Butler was one of them.
Good.
And when they came, the gate was out, there, the road at that uh-huh. time went in front of the house. And I went out there, and they needed a shoe. One of the animals needed a shoe.
Horse.
And lost
horse.
A shoe. And Miss Butler said, "Does your father, shod horses?"
Mm-hmm.
Something I don't know. It was something they could laugh about.
Could your father do it?
Huh?
Could your father do it?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yes.
That was not unusual at all. Uh-huh. He had
a
store there, and it was not unusual at all for someone to stop when they'd lost a horse and lost a shoe,
uh-huh.
and get one. And there was a mill not close, just across the road there. And in the mill was a bellows where you could turn the heap of shoe and do whatever
yeah.
it needed to fit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then you saw her again at Brashtown, didn't you, Marguerite?
Oh, yeah. She was two of my guests formed the school. What was the other one's name?
Ms. Campbell.
Olive Dame Campbell, I think.
Sure, yeah. Ms.
Campbell.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she was there, and of course, second in command, I guess,
mm-hmm.
We saw her all the time, and
yes.
that lived in the same building.
Did you do a lot of folk dancing when you were at Pine Mountain?
Not a lot, but I did. I never was too good, but then the dances we had were simple, you know,
mm-hmm.
I could. Yeah, we had we have folk dancing maybe every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Most often. Well, that was the thing that was most popular.
You said in the beginning that Pine Mountain was perfect. You said in the beginning that Pine Mountain was perfect. Do you want to describe some of the things that you thought were the very best things that you liked at Pine Mountain?
I don't know.
Or did you like everything?
Huh?
Or did you like everything?
No, I don't know that I did, but there's nothing difficult, nothing.
Good.
As I recall.
I know what I was. You'll have to ask her again, but do you remember, did you know Frances Johnson, the girl who discovered the skeletons in the
Indian skeletons under the rock? Did you know Frances Johnson, or did you know Fair Annie?
Yes, you knew Fair Annie Harris.
Fair Annie Harris, yeah.
Yes. Did you ever hear any stories about them finding the Indian bones and digging them up over there under the rock by the garden?
In the cave there out about where they did they find some old Indian bones?
Well, I don't know. That was after my day, I
think. That was after. Okay.
I thought maybe some of these pictures might trigger some of the things that...
I was wondering, when you came to school at Pine Mountain, how did you come? Did you walk over the mountain?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Did
you walk all the way from here, or did you have a ride?
We probably rode horseback to Poorport, and then... that's when Golden Hog started informing us.
Uh-huh.
And I can't say the name of the station that where we got off, but he told us it was one station this side of Dillon, and it cut off a lot of walking, and came out down there at on the stream that had a
did it go by Laurel House? Was it the stream that goes by Laurel House?
Or was it?
Yeah, it's that same stream. And what was that? Silver Creek. I was baptized in that. And it was colder than wind.
Was that over here where you were baptized, or was that over at Pine Mountain?
Pine Mountain.
Pine Mountain, was it?
Yeah.
Was there a preacher there, or who baptized you?
What?
Was there a preacher there, or who baptized you?
No, a preacher came occasionally.
Uh-huh. Were there quite a few of you that were baptized there, or were you by yourself?
There were several, but I can't remember just how many. And Silver Creek, or whatever that is, that runs there through the school grounds and that by Laurel House. And
Now we call the one right by Laurel House Limestone Branch. Did you ever?
Oh, limestone. Limestone. I've called the silver. Yeah, yeah, limestone. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate all these things you're remembering. Is there anything else you think you'd like to tell us about?
But you got all the worried about the hair bobbing.
Yes. did you keep your hair short after that, or did you let it grow out again? After you had it cut off?
Uh-huh. I reckon it never was long again. Yeah.
So, once you got it cut, they let you keep it short, did they?
Kept it short. It never did look good.
Do you remember any other things like that that they seem funny to us now, of the ways they did things at school?
The way they did things at school? Uh-huh.
Did they punish you for other things besides having your hair cut?
Did they what?
Did they punish you for anything else besides having your hair cut?
I don't recall. Of course, we were disgraced forever.
Oh my.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. We couldn't do anything worse than
Was that while Mrs. Zondi was still living?
What?
Was Mrs. Zondi still living when that happened?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you remember what she thought about it? I did.
No. See, the three heads had a meeting and discussed it, that's all. I never heard anything.
So they all disapproved of your hair.
Well, they had to. They had to, regardless of how they might have felt, but I imagine it didn't bother them a bit to go along with.
The three of them, each one of them gave a punch. Because one of them was Mountain Day, one of them was the cooking for the older ones, and she couldn't remember what Ms. Zondi, punishment Ms. Zondi had meted out.
Well, we appreciate all this information very much. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, this is not much.
This is very good. Yeah. This helps us a lot.
Thank you very much.
We can't find very many people who remember Mrs. Zondi. We can't find very many people who remember Mrs. Zondi.
So we're as old as I am.
Who were in school then?
I visited Miss Gaines at her home several times.
That's the picture of Miss Gaines, then. That's Miss Gaines, then.
Yeah, that's Miss Gaines. Uh-huh. And these are two ladies from the village making rounds and...
That's a nice picture.
Visiting her.
Was there any of these other pictures? This is... The Creeches. The Creeches.
Creeches.
Yes, Uncle William's
This
son.
Is the Creech family.
I know who some of them were. This, I think, is Columbus.
Let's see if it's Henry.
And that's Henry.
Yeah.
Okay. Left or right? Okay, Nancy first. Yeah. All right. We went to see Nancy's daughter, Norma.
Went to see who?
Norma, Nancy's daughter, Norma Rich. And she told us about going to school there.
It's amazing how the campus was so bare over there now. I mean, then, in those days, these were pictures of
I don't know
places.
How many I knew Uncle William died before I went there. And
did you know Aunt Sal?
Huh?
Did you know Aunt Sal?
Oh yes,
you did.
Oh yes. Yeah,
and this is probably practice house.
She would sing for us.
Do you remember the song Aunt Sal sang?
Remember what?
What song Aunt Sal sang for you?
Oh, I don't know the name of it, but it was a courting. A man came to our house who would not tell his name. I knew he came a courting, but he were ashamed.
We call that Aunt Sal's. We call that Aunt Sal's song.
Yeah. Well, these are their offspring.
Yes, and this was their house.
Huh?
This is the house they had lived in, the log cabin, I think. We have it on campus now. Yes.
A photographer, when the picture came in, she said she knew I would be interested in that and made a copy for me. That's what started getting my offspring.
Very good. Well, is there anything else you want to tell us about? We don't want to wear you out, but we enjoy what you're telling.
Well, I don't think I've said anything worth a while.
Yes, but indeed.
But can you think of anything that...
No, not really.
Yeah.
Unless you want to tell them something of your war experiences.
With what?
With your experiences in service in the Pacific and in Europe.
Oh, that wouldn't, I thought this is just about...
Pine Mountain.
Pine Mountain.
Okay.
And Jack's Gap.
Yes.
You mentioned Fair Annie Harris earlier. That's a picture of her
her
sister.
That's her.
It's torn.
That's her cousin.
Frank Harris.
And I think there's a picture of her horse in there too, and a better picture than that.
He had a horse.
I think this is the same.
That he had trained, and one of the workers wanted her picture made on that horse, and she got it. He came up to the school and rode the horse up the steps onto the little platform, turned around and down. It must have just gone by what he heard, what the instructions. I don't know how in the world that the horse can understand, but they do. There was
and the horse went up the steps.
Huh?
The horse went up the steps.
Yeah.
Well.
This was a picture, I think, of the Nolans. There was a picture in here somewhere. And I don't know. I thought maybe that.
Is that Uncle Fiddler John?
Uncle who?
Fiddler John. I see he's
somewhere
got his
here.
Fiddle.
I don't know.
I thought there was one of.
I don't know.
That's a good picture. Are there some pictures of you in here?
Me?
Yeah.
No. This is old log.
Uh huh.
And old log house.
Mm-hmm.
And group there. This.
Bill lives in old log house.
Huh?
Bill lives in old log house.
He's living in old log now.
Oh, you are?
But there aren't this many vines on it now.
No.
Well, that...
somewhere here I had a... She had a... That was... picture laid out. I guess I've lost track of it here.
The posts on the porch were natural, you know.
Yeah.
That was Frank's horse.
I don't like it. See this. Everything. This looks like Allie Callahan. That's Grace Wells.
Well, you do very well to remember them, honey.
Huh?
You do very well to remember who they are.
Well, I just remember a few. Oh, this, James Madison Callahan, and Martha Shoup, and this is Shoup.
There was a different one of...
What her name is. Mary, does it have anything down there?
No, that just says Sally. James Madison Callahan. Is all that.
They were sisters.
Okay. Aunt that's, Sarah and
yeah,
Uncle...
well, that was in Nolan, that them near there, and had sheep.
The road wasn't very wide in front of it, was it?
Yeah.
This was another view of Olaf.
If there's any, any that you want a copy of, well, Jack can get them.
Well, I expect we've got some of those, although I don't remember seeing
that's,
this one.
That's me.
I hadn't seen this one before.
And
Minnie Callahan.
Minnie Callahan.
All right. I'm surprised they let you wear overalls.
I don't know who came home Christmas with me, and it was it snowed and everything, and Dad brought out overalls for her and me to wear, and this is in Marl House. There was a tank of for water in the center of Laurel House.
A fountain.
And,
it was a
and milk was put in there, to big cans of milk was put in there. And I don't know what else.
All right. When you had the overalls on, when you had the pants on here, were you at home or were you at Pine Mountain?
Well, that's Pine Mountain, but we were here and it snowed and was bad. And we
Grandpa had a store out here and had stuff. And stuff. One of those, I think, is a teacher that has on.
Margaret Parkinson.
Who was Margaret Parkinson?
Alice says a worker.
Oh, she's a, she was a teacher from Topeka.
We're about out of tape.
Okay. He says we've almost talked the tape full. So we've just about talked the tape full. So we've got a good a lot of information from you. And we're about to run out on the tape.
I don't think it's much worthwhile.
Yes, it is. And we thank you.
This would be a graduation time.
Are you in that?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I can't see enough.
Okay, those are very far away. Well, thank you very, very much.
Well, I feel like I've not done much at all.
We think you have.
To do.
Yes. We appreciate it.
Thank
well,
you.
If you think of anything you want to ask me, well, go ahead.
If we think of some other things after we go home, we'll ask Jack sometime to ask you. This is very helpful.
Yeah, thank you.